You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, part 2. My scripture is Matthew 27th chapter, 33rd through 35th verses, and 28th chapter, 5th through 6th verses. My text is Matthew 27th chapter, 35th verse, and 28th chapter, 5th through 6th verses, which states, "And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." After Jesus' crucifixion and burial, and in the end of the Sabbath, and as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. An angel was there and encouraged them against their fears to come near to graves and tombs, especially in silence and solitude, and something in it frightful. Much more was it so for those women to find an angel at the sepulchre. But he soon makes them easy with the word, "Fear not ye." The keepers shook and became as dead men. But "Fear not ye. Let the sinners in Zion be afraid, for there is cause for it. But fear not Abraham, nor any of the faithful seed of Abraham. Why should the daughters of Sarah, they do well, be afraid with any amazement?" 1 Peter 3:6. "Fear not ye, let not the news I have to tell you be any surprise to you. For you were told before that your master would rise. Let it be no terror to you, for his resurrection will be your consolation. Fear not any hurt that I will do you, nor any evil tidings I have to tell you. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. I know you are friends to the cause. I do not come to frighten you, but to encourage you. Those that seek Jesus have no reason to be afraid. For if they seek him diligently, they shall find him, and shall find him their bountiful rewarder. All our believing inquiries after the Lord Jesus are observed and taken notice of in heaven. I know that ye seek Jesus, and shall certainly be answered as these were, with good words and comfortable words. Ye seek Jesus that was crucified." He mentions his being crucified the more to commend their love to him. "Ye seek him still, though he was crucified. You retain your kindness for him, notwithstanding. He assures them of the resurrection of Christ, and there was enough in that to silence their fears. He is not here, for he is risen. To be told he is not here would have been no welcome news to those who sought him, if it had not been added, he is risen. It is a matter of comfort to those who see Christ and miss of finding him where they expected, that he is risen. If we find him not in sensible comfort, yet he is risen. We must not hearken to those who say, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there. For he is not here. He is not there. He is risen. In all our inquiries about after Christ, we must remember that he is risen. And we must seek him as one risen, not with any gross carnal thoughts of him. There were those that knew Christ after the flesh, but now henceforth know we him so no more. 2 Colossians 5:16. It is true, he had a body, but it is now a glorified body. They that make pictures and images of Christ forget that he is not here. He is risen. Our communion with him must be spiritual, by faith in his word. Romans 10:6-9. We must seek him with great reverence and humility, as an angel regard to his glory. For he is risen. God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. And therefore, every knee and every soul must bow before him. We must seek him with a heavenly mind when we are ready to make this world our home and to say, it is good to be here. Let us let them rise too and seek the things that are above. Colossians 3:1-3, Philippians 3:20. Jesus lives now and forevermore. Therefore, let us be obedient to his will. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. For where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. The Federal Food and Drug Administration proposes limiting nicotine in cigarettes and other tobacco products. The level of nicotine would be capped at 0.7 milligrams per gram. The proposed rule does not ban the sale of cigarettes or other tobacco products, but rather caps the nicotine level at 0.7 milligrams per gram of tobacco, citing the average amount of nicotine in the top 100 cigarette brands in 2017 was 17.2 milligrams per gram, by Mary Kikatos, January 15, 2025. Nicotine, the primary chemical in cigarettes, is highly addictive, and the developing minds of adolescents may be especially vulnerable. The combusted products after lighting a cigarette are toxic, posing a danger to anyone who uses it, including pregnant women and developing fetuses. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say. The Food and Drug Administration said, scientific evidence in the proposed rule suggests that new nicotine cap would not create or sustain addiction and would not lead to smokers compensating for lower nicotine levels by smoking more. Today, we're taking a critical steps in the rulemaking process by providing the public with a proposal that they can review and engage on. Dr. Brian King, director of the Food and Drug Administration Center for Tobacco Products, said in a statement, this proposal allows for the start of an important conversation about how we meaningfully tackle one of the deadliest consumer products in history and profoundly change the landscape of tobacco product use in the United States. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day, Happy New Year to all, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is God's love. The prison industry in America is big business, and some have called it the new Jim Crow. On a recent prison documentary, one of the inmates stated that she felt love and respect in prison that she never felt at home. She said that her father left home when she was young and that her mother was not around much. She said the pain of not feeling love drove her to the crack pipe, which took away her pain. Please understand that we can all endure a great deal of pain and what we call not fair life experiences when we know who loves us. Everybody wants to be loved. However, sometimes we do not receive the love we desire. Have you ever felt unloved? The pain of not feeling love sometimes drives us to make unwise decisions. Decisions like turning to illegal drugs, alcohol, abusive relationships, or other addictions that may not be in our best interest. However, be encouraged, my beloved, because there is good news. From Genesis to Revelation, from Earth's greatest tragedy to Earth's greatest triumph, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest heights can be couched in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse is an alphabet of grace and a table of contents to the Christian hope. In this great verse, we see the highest statement of theology as it portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply. It portrays the genius of soteriology as it shows how God planned to rescue mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Millions of people read the verse, but only a handful trust it. Some believe it's too good to be true. Many people misunderstand God's attribute of love. God is love. Does not mean that everything is happy and sweet, or that God's love could not possibly allow punishment for sin. God's holiness and divine law demand that all sin be punished. However, God's love provided a plan of redemption and salvation for a lost world. By that plan, Jesus came from heaven to give his life as the final and perfect sacrifice for our sin. God is knocking at the door of your heart. But we must respond. We must believe. We must commit our lives to Jesus Christ and trust him as our Lord and Savior. Do you have an attitude of gratitude for God's love? Will you respond to his call to eternal salvation by faith in him? If so, everlasting life is yours. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Days may be darkest, but your light is great. Rising higher with power.